think that's cool. So have you been around pretty much to all of the lake on the boat? Have you been to all parts of it or?
Yeah, been in all the different bays.
Have you?
We do quite a bit of work in the North Arm as far as Gunnison Island and the Pelicans.
Right.
So
yeah.
we band about 500 pelicans every year. And that's a pretty intensive couple of days, just the logistics to get out there.
Yeah.
Being on the western edge of the North Arm. There's only one boat harbor on Promontory Point that you can get into the North Arm. And to band 500 pelicans in 2 days, it requires a team of, 30 people to get out there each day.
Who are some of you? So you don't go out there and sleep?
No, no. So we'll go out. We'll go out 2 days, throughout the summer. So it's usually once in January and once in August,
I see.
We'll make a couple of different trips.
Yeah. So where do you get those? Who do you partner with to get those 30 people?
Some of that's partnered with the Salt Lake office. So we have non-game biologists in Salt Lake that are actually responsible for the bands and wing tags that we put on them. Then we usually use other regional biologists, people from the northern region. We partner with Salt Lake City Airport because they're interested in where these pelicans go as a safety standpoint for, bird impacts on birds.
So is that like a lottery that you get to put in and some people get to go?
It really is.
Yeah,
I imagine. Gunnison Island's one of those places that there's only a handful of people that have ever been out there.
Yeah.
Or will ever get to go. And so it's been kind of...
It's competitive.
It's kind of competitive.
Oh.
And so a lot of times we'll lead it towards people that have some banding experience or at least are familiar with handling animals.
So we
do take quite a few people from the division just to get them. It's a unique way for people in other regions or sections to get involved with our program and know what we do.
So do you just go and grab a bird and then hold it? And
yeah, at this point we're banding the flightless juveniles.
I see.
And pelicans, because they're such a gregarious species, they hang out in the same areas. And the chicks, just by their nature, will hang out in these big pods. And so you take 5 or 6, 10 people and surround them and kind of herd them into we take fencing and make a little makeshift corral out there and put them in that. And then we set up 7 or 8 banding stations. And you just have different people, they go and pluck one out of the pile and carry it over. And then we put a band on it, put tags on it, and let it go.
Yeah.
And it makes for a fun day.
Yeah.
But... by the time you look at all the logistics of getting everybody out there, and we usually take 3 or 4 boats. We have people from state parks that help us. Dave Shearer down at Great Salt Lake Marina, he usually sends a boat up and helps us out to get people ferried across out there. Some of the other partners we've worked with, Tracy Aviary, they've sent some of their people to come out and help band, because they have a bit of a banding program there in the aviary. They have some captive pelicans, and so they do once a year they go through and do just a general health check of their pelicans and trim some of their flight feathers, because some of these birds, they just can't survive in the wild anymore. So they go through and do feather trims and look for lice and different other parasites. And, John Neal and I were lucky enough to go down last year and help them with that. So it was just one more way to kind of foster some of those relationships that we have with some of the other members of the community. So
sure, I think that's great.